Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
Acts chapter 11, and may we read together once again, verse 14. Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved? What you have before you in Acts chapter 11 is a powerful testimony. The Apostle Peter was actually called into account by other Jewish people. He was called into account for preaching the gospel. It had never been done that way before. In the wonderful dispensation of the church age, we understand that the Lord Jesus Christ himself had prophesied, as had the Old Testament prophets, that the good news of Jesus Christ would be proclaimed to the Gentiles. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason that most of us in this room can sit here today, the reason we know we are at peace with God and it is well with our soul, is because this precious good news was preached to the nations. It is the responsibility, according to this very verse, spoken by an angel, a representative of the Lord himself, it is the responsibility of each succeeding generation to tell the words, to share the words. This verse tells us, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved? Would you stop to consider this with me just for a few moments? Believers in this room have been given a great privilege. It is a prerogative that they can choose to exercise. They have the blessed privilege of doing something found in verse 14. They have the privilege of sharing the words which mean something, the words which deliver men for all eternity, eternal destinies, are transformed as Christians share the words. I don't know what this does for you, but here's what it does for me. It stirs me up down to the very depths of my soul and makes me want to share the words more quickly, more readily, more courageously than I have ever shared them before. Because in this powerful passage, you find a lost man, Cornelius, who is quoting an angel who spoke to him in a very unusual way. But the angel himself was not given the privilege that people in this room today are given. Even the angels themselves are not given the privilege in this church age. They are not given the privilege that you and I have the freedom to exercise today to tell the words. I hope more than anything else that you walk away with today, you will see the importance of knowing and telling the words. Now, as I say, the Apostle Peter was called into account for this kind of preaching. It had never been done this way before. And as you read here in Acts chapter 11 and verse 1, you find that the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had received the word of God, and they immediately began to ask some questions. In verse 2, you find, when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision, now it's unclear here if these are people who truly know the Lord, or if they were Jewish people, in any case, they began to argue with, to quibble with Peter. In verse 2, it tells us, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, and specifically, here's what they said in verse 3, saying, thou wentest in unto men that were uncircumcised, and you did eat with them. They were saying to Peter, Peter, you have been around Gentiles. You have eaten with Gentiles. Peter, you have violated the Old Testament ceremonial law by doing this. So what you find is Peter here giving his account, telling them specifically what happened. You see that by the time you get to the end of this passage that I read a few moments ago in verse 18, you see that the godly leaders among them said something else. What did they say in verse 18 as a result of Peter's report? Here's what they said, last phrase in verse 18. Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. In other words, praise God, Gentile people have been saved. They have repented. They now have eternal life. And they were rejoicing over the repentance that God had given to the Gentiles. What you and I need to do today is see if we can begin to unpack this message and figure out how does this apply to you and me today. If you would please, there is an outline there in your bulletin that I believe will be of help to you as you follow along, because I'm going to help you capture some things that were said in this chapter and in the previous chapter that can help us understand something. Now, as I say, Peter was called into account. Verses 1 through 12, as I noted in your outline, former failures. Wait a minute. Former failures? Who's the former failure? All through our series on Peter, we've learned a lot about failure. Peter was that apostle who, with cursing, denied the Lord. He was that apostle who was, on the one hand, wonderfully proclaiming the glory of God, and a few minutes later, the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 16 pulled him aside and said, "Get behind me, adversary." And so Peter sort of runs the gamut. I find a lot of the Apostle Peter in myself. I would imagine as we've gone through this series, you found a lot yourself as well. But we saw how the Lord lovingly restored the Apostle Peter, how Peter learned once again how wonderfully and beautifully accepted he was by the Lord, forgiven. He was forgiven by the Lord and restored. And just a couple of weeks ago, we saw that when the Apostle Peter preached at Pentecost as a Spirit-filled man, 3,000 people trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, apparently in direct answer to the prayer that Jesus Christ prayed when he was on the cross, when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We have indications that the very people who were down at the foot of the cross screaming these epithets at the Son of God, that those very people, God used that testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ and that powerful preaching of Peter to bring some of those very people to the Lord in a very powerful way. So, former failures learn how to face their fears and flexibly follow the Lord. Peter, who at times had run, would not run from this situation. Even when they contended with him, even when they braced him, they took him to task. I love what it says in the Word of God. In verse 4, it says, by order. He ordered it out for them. He said, "Stop, wait, let me tell you the story." And he took it just line by line, exactly what had happened to him, with the result that at the end of verse 18, they were glorifying God, that God had granted repentance to the Gentiles. As I say, you and I need to stop and think about what happened here and what was actually being said in verse 14 in order to clearly understand it. Because verse 14 says, "Who shall tell the words?" Cornelius is being told by the angel, this man Peter is going to tell you some words, and these words that he will share with you, these words are the words by which you and all your house that trust in Jesus Christ can be delivered from your sins and eternally at peace with God. Doesn't that create in you an interest, a curiosity? Doesn't that create the need to know? What are those words? Well, we know from other passages of Scripture Those weren't Peter's words. They didn't begin with Peter. They were God's words. This is the Word of God that we hold in our hands today, but specifically from the Word of God, because as we'll see in just a moment, Cornelius apparently knew a few things about Judaism and perhaps even about Jesus Christ. It's interesting that he said he will tell you the words, and when you and I go back and figure out what those words are, I believe we're going to see what it is that we must trust in. What is it we must understand in order to have peace in our souls, to be able to say, it is well with my soul, and praise the Lord for that. Go back, if you would, to Acts chapter 10 just for a moment. As I say, I'm going to take you through the outline that I've laid out for you so that you can go back and study this on your own. If what is being said this morning is merely this preacher's opinion, then if I were you, I wouldn't listen to it. I would easily set aside, and very carefully and quickly set aside, just the religious notions of some speaker. But ladies and gentlemen, if what we are able to do today is to go into the Word of God, and I am able to help you see from the Word of God specifically what is said, that if I were you, I would attach great weight to what God says. I am under and in submission to the Word of God this morning, desiring only that you would fasten your loyalty here. Remember the words of verse 14 we saw a few moments ago. Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved? We need to find out, what does this mean to be saved? As we're looking in Acts chapter 10, notice something about this. He is speaking here then of this essential message that must be delivered to this household of Cornelius. And therefore, you and I as Christians today, you and I as believers today, also ought to be sharing the Word of God, the good news, in exactly the same way, in fact, to the same kinds of people. Who were these people? Look what it says in verse 1 of Acts chapter 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. What's that a reference to? He's a military man. He is a military man, a centurion in the Roman army. To whom should we be giving this precious good news of Jesus Christ? Well, if you're taking notes today, first note they're authoritative people. You and I shouldn't pull back from giving the good news of Jesus Christ, even to people in the military, people in public office, people who are in any situation whatsoever, just because they have human authority, doesn't mean they're on their way to heaven. I am really looking forward to the report we're going to get. But most of you have heard, I think we may have mentioned it on Wednesday evening, Joel Berry in the military saw a young man, a fellow soldier, sitting in the sand. Do I have the story correctly? He's sitting in the sand. Here is this young man just sitting in the sand reading his Bible. And Joel's intrigued and he goes over and says to him, Do you understand what you're reading? And the young man said, I really don't. And he was able to gloriously lead him to Jesus Christ a few minutes later. There are people whom God is drawing who are waiting on you to give them this good news. I believe that God is doing a great drawing work in bringing precious souls to Him. And you and I must fulfill our responsibility in sharing the words.
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.